Multiple times this summer, the sighting of a wayward hobbyist drone has grounded aerial firefighting aircraft at Western wildfires. But unmanned aircraft have the potential to be useful at wildfires, too. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports how the National Park Service used a repurposed military drone this past week.
Boeing's unmanned aircraft subsidiary, In Situ, provided a surveillance drone and two professional pilots at no charge for a demonstration. The nearly 50-pound catapult-launched Scan Eagle plane flew on 6 days over the long-burning Paradise wildfire in Olympic National Park. Fire Information Officer Celeste Prescott says this was a good setting for a test because the location was remote, a lot of the terrain inaccessible, and the airspace controlled.
You know, every single day it got more evident of how useful this is going to be, and naysayers, I believe some of their minds were even changed, people who just didn't see much use or if it was going to be able to really give us a usable product, were shown that it really can.
Prescott says fire managers used the unmanned eye in the sky to guide water drops and map hot spots and the fire perimeter. According to the Park Service, this is the first time this year that an unmanned aircraft system has been used with the proper permissions at a wildfire scene. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.